You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
I haven't slept that well in a long time. There's the Icarus. Oh, shit. There's his car. He's back.
What'll it be, dear?
Oh, biscuits and gravy. Please. Large coffee.
You got it.
Yeah, has Gus Finch been in today?
Nope.
Melanie. Thank God. I got back to the motel yesterday and you were... I was going to call the police.
I think all the police in town are in this restaurant right now.
Melanie, you left without leaving a note.
I ordered already. Do you want anything?
No. Well, coffee, I guess. Melanie, I have broken this story wide open.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know all the wherefores and the witches, but I do know there is something happening in this town. There is some sort of cabal in the woods outside the town. Those totems, all the pieces are there. I don't know if it's Satanists or something more complicated.
Adam, do you remember when I set up your cloud?
Sure. No. What do you mean?
No, I set up your phone so all your voice notes would upload to the office server. Remember when you lost all those interviews from Cleveland?
No, I'm saying there's some sort of secret society or something in this town. And
I listened to your voice notes from when you were wandering around on the outskirts of town.
I was investigating, not wandering.
Adam, I was able to run that license plate through state records. It's registered to an LLC called Ivy Leaguer Limited. Gus Finch is one of the listed members.
All right. So you're saying... What are you saying? That Finch is in on this?
In on what?
The cards! Melanie, the pile of stones I found deep in the forest. The signposts. It's all connected.
Okay. Well, I think the pile of stones is probably an old campsite. I'm pretty sure what's actually happening is that Gus Finch is trying to make you think there is some sort of occult. I don't know what.
I'm not some gullible rube. I have a Peabody nomination.
You wanted a story. It could happen to anyone.
Where did you go last night?
Oh, here comes Red. You can order.
Now, it doesn't matter that car that idiot thinks he saw. It doesn't matter who it's registered to. I don't know what you're implying.
No, I'm not implying. I'm stating that you, or someone you work with, sent Adam Kleinhoffer that postcard to get him to do your dirty work. It wouldn't look good if the mayor of Split Valley, who has a controlling interest in an LLC that leases land to Two Trees Lumber, kicked a group of disenfranchised women off land that isn't technically even theirs to begin with.
I have a right of way, and I don't have a right of way. But that land belongs to...
Yeah, so you thought we'd do a story on it and out them. Bring a bunch of people to Split Valley to gawk at the women living in the forest. Make them move, and no one is the villain.
They're squatters!
Oh, is that you admitting your wrongdoing?
Hey, look, if you want to talk to me, just do it through my lawyer.
I don't have anything more to say to you except leave them alone.
Are you recording me? It's illegal to record me and not... Shit.
Morning! Steph says you're leaving.
I am.
I thought we were just getting started. Was your mattress comfortable?
Yes, it was. I slept better than I have... maybe ever. But I can't stay.
I hope you know that I meant what I said. You don't have to be running from something to be here. You can just be running toward a different sort of life.
Why did you choose Split Valley?
My parents took me camping here when I was a kid. Just once. At the time, it was the smallest town in New York, and I loved that. Such a happy trip. It was sunny in the day and chilly and dry at night. I felt safe, but also like I could just run into the night and start flying up toward the stars. When I left my former life, I thought, where am I willing to make it work? Even when it's hard.
It was wonderful to meet you.
I have to ask, Melanie, that you keep our place to yourself. If you know someone who really needs it, who should be here, you can tell them, but otherwise...
Of course. I understand.
I'm glad we know each other.
Me too. I know what you're thinking. You're listening to a podcast about Laura, where I've recorded Laura and Steph and a bunch of other women without their knowledge or consent. Well, you shouldn't be listening. This is just a sample for Tim to show him that I should have my own show. Hi, Tim. This turned out pretty well considering you gave me no budget, right? I'm not worried. If Tim doesn't give me my own show, I'm going to release the episode where his prize journalist is fooled into pursuing a flimsy story with no research or background work. Still, I've thought about releasing it. I could change the names, obscure the voices. I even went on the Caldwell boards last week. I thought about getting in touch with Laura. She might want her story told. Maybe I could tell it in a way that didn't betray where she was.
And our life better. But it's hard to make 3-4 people's lives better, so she thought she'd just concentrate on her own. But I always answer the phone. That's why I answered, even though you came up like, you know, unknown, and that's usually scammers. She could call. She's going to call, I think. And I can tell her all the cool stuff I'm up to. So is that why you're calling? You think you can help me find my mother?
I was calling to learn more about her, actually. I don't know if I can find her. I'm not an investigative journalist.
But why? She's just a person.
She was the most successful representative in the history of Caldwell Cosmetics, and she vanished.
Yeah, she vanished. So you must know someone who could help. You must have, like, contacts, right? Special websites you can use to track people.
Where are you living, Trevor?
Well, I don't
want
to...
No, I don't. Oh, I don't want your address, anything like that. I mean, who are you living with?
My aunt and uncle. They're great. I mean, I like living with them. They bought all my football gear and they come to the games.
And your sister?
I don't know. Cassie texts me sometimes. She's out there somewhere. She never really liked me very much. I don't want you to find her.
It sounds like you're doing okay.
I guess so. That doesn't mean I don't want my mom.
I know. It must be really hard.
This has been... total fucking waste of time.
I found a message posted last month on page 15 of the board.
Hospitality has worn out. We're moving on. Keep eyes on this space.
Maybe the powers that be in Split Valley have finally gotten their way. Maybe Laura's mission is too big and she needs more space. Maybe she got tired of the woods and is moving her game to Florida or Texas, somewhere warm. Wherever she is, wherever she ends up, I wish her well.
Episode 8 of Split Valley features Kylie McQuayle as Melanie, Matthew Cohn as Adam, James Weber as Red, Amir Darvish as Finch, Owen Smith as Trevor, Meg McCary as Laura, Sarah Jane Munford as Singing Woman, and Inez del Castillo as Female Voice 2. Written by Caroline V. McGraw, sound design by James Hansen, directed by Eddie Pernosky, music composed by Luke Santee, produced by Five on a Match.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.